The Secretary General's visit to West Africa started in Ghana, where the UN Mission for Ebola Emergency Response, UNMEER, is based. On Friday, Ban Ki-moon went to Liberia, where he was welcomed by President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf.
I'd like to recognize the global leadership that he has exhibited over the years of his tenure as Secretary General of the United Nations. And that leadership that recognized the Ebola and its effect on our countries and how he brought that global leadership together to respond in such a manner that today we have this success.
President Johnson Sirleaf also recognized Dr. Margaret Chan, the head of the World Health Organization, WHO, for her efforts against the outbreak. On his part, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon noted that Liberia has made progress in combating Ebola. He said the international community's response strategy to the outbreak is working.
More people are gaining access to treatment, more contacts are being traced, barriers are becoming safer, communities are mobilizing to protect themselves.
However, Mr. Ban added, now is not the time to ease the efforts against Ebola.
We have witnessed how just one case can trigger an epidemic. We have a long way to go. Zero cases in Liberia and this entire region must be everyone's goal. The United Nations system is wholly committed to supporting all affected and at-risk communities to contain the Ebola outbreak and end this crisis.
Mr. Ban said that looking ahead, the number of cases is still too high. He pointed out that in tackling Ebola, the approach is adapting to the shifting evolution of the outbreak as it becomes more geographically dispersed.
We need more robust contact tracing. We need greater preparedness at the district level. And the promising results that Liberia has experienced must be shared regionally to avoid the risk of retransmission.
Mr. Ban said the long-term socio-economic impacts are likely to be significant, even as the focus continues to be on stopping transmission today, he added. It is not too soon to start working on recovery for tomorrow. He called for the scaling up of efforts to re-establish basic social services, strengthen health services, support economic activities, and build the country's resilience. Derek Mbata, United Nations.